Conservative MP demands lockdown breaching fines to be refunded. By Nathaniel Charles on January 24, 2022. A Conservative MP has proposed a freedom bill which calls for refunds for people who received fines for minor coronavirus lockdown breaches. Andrew Percy, who has been the Conservative MP for Brigg and Goole since 2010, has called for a freedom bill that will refund individuals who received a coronavirus fine for minor breaches of the British coronavirus restrictions, such as meeting with friends from different households in lockdown. Speaking to the Mail on Sunday, Percy branded a lot of the government's coronavirus lockdown measures as ineffective and said it was imperative to avoid a situation where the government can instruct individual citizens on who they have a right to meet in their own family and friendship group. Percy also criticized the effects of the lockdown restrictions, saying it turned everyday Brits into snoopers and divided people, creating an environment where neighbor turned on neighbor. The MP did, however, add he didn't criticize people who reported their neighbors to the police for lockdown breaches, for offenses such as having their dad over in the garden, as he believed they genuinely thought they were helping the fight against coronavirus. The Brigg and Goole MP also highlighted the negative effects of lockdown on disrupting support systems and the negative effect it had on mental health. Despite Percy's criticism of the restrictions, he did, however, state that he believes they were absolutely necessary at the time. Percy concluded his comments by suggesting the fine amnesty should come in at the same time all the restrictions are lifted in Britain, which is currently set for the 24th of March 2022. The National Police Chiefs Council reports that in England and Wales there were a total of 118,438 fixed penalty notices for breaches under the Health Protection Coronavirus Restrictions Regulations 2020 and subsequent amendments from when fines were introduced in 2020 and up until October 2021. The current number of fines issues will be higher, but the figures for November 2021 to January 2022 have not been released as of yet. Coronavirus-related fines were given to British citizens for a variety of reasons, ranging from not wearing masks on public transport to attending anti-lockdown protests, and in one case four men were fined £200 each for looking at the snow. The government had been under increased pressure to remove the remaining coronavirus restrictions following the revelation that there had been multiple breaches of coronavirus restrictions from senior government figures, including Prime Minister Boris Johnson, as well as other top Conservatives such as former London mayoral candidate Sean Bailey. The latest scandal to emerge from Number 10 was the reporting of Wine Time Fridays being held throughout the pandemic, which was often attended by Johnson himself as well as staffers. These gatherings were allegedly prohibited under coronavirus legislation, which banned different households from socially mixing. As of yet, the government has not received any fines from London's Metropolitan Police for breaking the very rules they created. The revelation of the repeated scandals has caused some Conservative Party MPs to turn on their leadership, with multiple Tory MPs calling for Johnson to resign. In the latest update, Jane Hunt MP, a junior minister, is alleged to have said to Number 10's Chief of Staff Dan Rosenfield, "I wouldn't PSS on you if you were on fire," at a meeting discussing the future of the Conservative Party under Boris Johnson.